Now, of these 57 different races, you concentrate on about 17 of them, Michael. Why is that?
Well, I looked at what is the difference between those races that are interacting directly with the human population as opposed to those that are primarily here in an observer capacity, just to monitor the Earth and what's happening here. We're kind of like a big show in a way.
All right, and give me your definition of interacting with the human population.
Interacting either through an agreement with the government,
okay,
or through contacts with civilians in terms of actually having civilians taken on board these ships.
So abductions?
Abductions would definitely be a form of interaction.
Okay.
So, yes, anything that actually is more than just observing, something like just watching a big kind of planetary show from some distance and not doing anything more than just watching.
Who are those 17 ET races?
Well, that is what I've done most work on in terms of this report that just came out. And there are some tables that I notice are on your website just outlining these different races. I divide them on the basis of those races that have made some direct connection with the government through a series of agreements, and those races that chose to stay outside of these agreements. So that was the main way of differentiating between the different races.
And let me read just a few of them for us, Michael, and then we'll come back to them. Short grays, okay?
Yes.
Tall grays, reptilians, draconian reptilians, Syrians, and I don't mean those from the country of Syria by any means, the Anunnaki, and let me continue, the Talosians, which are earthbound, you say, right?
Yes, that's correct. Subterranean.
Lyrians, Pleiadians, Procons, and get up to the coasttocoastam.com website, those of you who have a computer. Tassedians, Andromedians, Syrians is from Sirius A, the two-star system, of course, Alpha Centurions, Amites. You've done great homework here, Michael, in at least breaking down the races, their main activities, and I'll tell you what's also fascinating. You say that most of them are assisting in global solutions right now. How are they interacting in that regard?
Well, yes, that's right. I think that the majority of these races are helping with the solution of a whole series of global problems, and they're helping through a number of ways. They're helping through some direct interaction with humans in terms of giving or releasing information. For example, the Umites, they were established in the in Spain and France during the right from the 1950s up until later the 1980s was when they supposedly left. And during this time, they released a lot of information. Scientific information, technical information that was dispersed through various European UFO organizations to the general public and to scientific institutions. And this information had a lot of relevance in terms of new paradigms in scientific and technical thinking. So that was something that the Umites did. Other races, for example, the Andromedans, they are a race that the contactee Alex Collier has had most interaction with, and they pass on information concerning the kind of system that we have in place here and what exactly might be done to resolve the problem. So they release that information through a contactee like Alex Collier.
Do you believe Alex's stories?
Yes, I've actually interviewed Alex and had the chance to speak to some people who know of Alex. And to my mind, he is credible. I think he has been able to give a lot of information that is relevant. He was silenced. That was the thing that I found to be most fascinating and also in my mind, confirmed what I have detected in terms of contactees, that they are silenced. The big difference between the contactee community and the abductee community is that abductees talk about negative ETs and the horrible things or the disturbing things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, abductees are kind of not really treated or given special attention by the security agencies. But the contactees who talk about these positive ETs, these humans who basically look like us and the kind of wonderful technologies that they have, they are very severely repressed. Their information is really very dangerous to the system that has been set up, because their information concerns positive ETs, ones who are here helping us. And Alex Collier did actually go through that and did divulge to me the process whereby he was basically silenced.
Are there some ETs on this planet who are here for not good purposes?
Definitely. There are some races that are here basically to harvest humanity for the various resources that we possess, and that they have been doing this for an extensive period of time. And I think a system has been set up whereby this can be done in an efficient way, where humans are not by and large aware of this harvesting process, whereby our resources are basically taken away in a fashion that isn't noticeable to the general public, but is still very efficient and basically is done for the benefit of these ET races that have been doing this harvesting for centuries and decades, at least.
How can the other races stop them?
Well, the primary way of stopping this kind of negative interaction is by individual and collective groups of humans basically having an assent or having a clear intent as to who it is that they want to work with. If there's ignorance about the ET presence, I think that's a general sign that people basically don't want to know about ETs. And so that basically is a form of permission for negative ETs or those that don't respect human rights or the human free will to basically intervene and do whatever they like, because the argument is, well, the humans don't care. You know, they don't believe that ETs are real, so if they don't believe we're real, well, then we can go in and do what we like, because they have shown that they are not really concerned about the ET presence, and so they're displaying an ignorance, and we can exploit that ignorance. And there are other ET groups that say, well, if humans at an individual or collective level have a clear intent to interact with ETs that are beneficial, well, then that will happen. And that is exactly the process, I think, that we need to look at here. As individuals have that clear intent, then they will draw into their, well, whether you call it an energy field or whether you call it a kind of national environment or arena, those ETs that can play a positive role.